welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hey, Mark.
Hello, Mike.
I love this this poem you've chosen this month. One of the authors is a favorite of mine, and that's John Ioannidis. The other three are not favorites of mine. I just am not familiar with them. Anyways, I'll tell you where it says, published in the British Medical Journal. I'll give you the citation in a minute. But listeners will know that there are a large number of risks of imaging, including radiation exposure, but that's certainly not the only one. Listeners may also have heard of the incidentalomas. These are findings that often account to nothing, but they require that we follow up with more and more and more tests, what we call the slippery slope. And some of those tests and some of those procedures carry their own inherent risks. These incidentalomas on the patient side can lead to anxiety, further testing, and eventually overtreatment. We can see these incidentalomas when we're studying almost every single organ, the abdomen, the head, the brain, the chest, and the breast, and they can be seen with almost every type of imaging study, ultrasound, x-ray procedures, including CT and fixed x-rays and MRIs, etc. You found this article in the BMJ. It was published in 2018. It's got an electronic citation, so I'm not going to give you the page numbers or anything, but it asks the question, what is the likelihood and outcome of incidental findings on imaging tests? And so they try to quantitate this, Mark. What did they find?
Yeah, just for listeners who are trying to find an article, if you just Google NCBI, which is the home of PubMed, and then type in the title of any article, it'll almost always come up as the first search. So the title of this one is Prevalence and Outcomes of Incidental Imaging Findings, Umbrella Review. And an umbrella review is a systematic review of systematic reviews, kind of a new thing. And they found 20 systematic reviews of observational studies that gave a prevalence of incidentalomas in patients being imaged for suspected cancer or for cancer. Although a caveat is that the definition of incidentaloma varied somewhat between studies, and there was a fair amount of heterogeneity between studies. When they put the studies together, they found that CT of the chest resulted in an incidentaloma being seen in almost half of patients and CT colonoscopy in about 40% of patients. The rates of incidentalomas for MRI, the spine, and brain were each 22%. Whole body PET and PET CT had much lower rates, only about 2%. There weren't any studies of the prevalence of incidentalomas with X-ray or ultrasound. Incidentalomas were malignant about 42% of the time if it was a breast finding, and about a quarter of the time with renal, thyroid, and ovarian findings. So they were common, and they were not uncommonly a malignancy. Extracolonic, prostatic, and colonic incidentalomas were malignant about 10 to 20% of the time. So the bottom line is that, you know, you covered some of the risks of imaging. We have cost as well. We do more scans in this country than any place in the world. And it also includes these incidentalomas, and they can certainly lead to anxiety. They need further testing. We've all seen the radiologists say clinical correlation needed. Thanks a lot. You know, thanks for nothing. And there isn't a lot of research to guide the evaluation when one of these pops up. There are protocols for chest CT for lung cancer screening, and it's important that our local hospital follow those closely to have a rational way of following up these small lesions that are seen that are suspected to be non-malignant. I think the big question is, you know, incidentals are, they're common, and a fair number of them are malignant, but are patients better off for this early detection? In some cases, certainly, they may be. In other times, it might lead to aggressive treatment for a thyroid or a breast lesion that was never destined to cause any symptoms, particularly for thyroid. That's a good example. BMJ author calls these patients who have unneeded follow-up or unneeded treatment of an incidentaloma victims of modern imaging technology. And you can figure out the acronym.
Yes, I've Vomit, vomit, vomit.
Vomite, vomite, yes.
I guess the question is, you know, are these the kinds of numbers that we should be having, including in conversations with patients when we're ordering these tests, so that they understand that, yes, we're looking for something specific, but we might end up finding something else. And, you know, with some of these tests, as you said, there's almost a 50% chance that we're going to find something. And so perhaps with some foreknowledge, people will be a little bit less worried.
Yeah, it's a very difficult conversation. I think it's a different conversation if you have a symptomatic patient where they're more likely to accept the risk of an incidental loma because they have a problem that you're trying to get to the bottom of, versus a screening situation where they have a relatively low likelihood of benefit. And so this could be a potentially important harm. I think CT colonoscopy is a good example of that, mm-hmm. and why I don't recommend it, because, you know, it's no better than any other screening test for colorectal cancer, probably a bit worse in some, and you have this additional potential harm. Now, if you read the radiologist paper, sometimes they frame it as a potential benefit. And isn't it wonderful we're finding all these extra lesions? And I'm just not sure we have the answer to whether that's a good or a bad thing. And I think it's probably a mixed bag.
Well, thanks, Mark. Good discussion of an important problem. We'll talk with you again next week.
Looking forward to it.
Good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.